This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And Fernando Tatis Jr. was the youngest opening day starter in 20 years when he made his major league debut in 2019. San Diego's number one sports station.
Darn it, it's a fun place.
Yay! 97.3 The Fan.
We didn't work this up. It was not.
Another week upon us, which means another chance for you to win $250, a prize pack of solid gold pet products. All you have to do is submit a photo to our website, 973thefansd.com. It's our best co-worker of the week photo contest presented by Solid Gold Pet Foods. We're talking about your pet co-workers. Just give us a photo of your pet keeping you company while you work at home for your chance to win that $250 prize pack of solid gold pet products. Just go to 973thefansd.com. But you did a whole, we did a whole day pretty much on these guys.
We did, but that was like a year ago when the dirt came out.
Right.
I don't know. It just feels like a little much now. Kickstart my heart.
Maybe during a pandemic?
Yeah.
Well, no one's living that.
Well, some people are still living that adrenaline junkie life. I feel like adrenaline junkies now just go out in public. That's the adrenaline.
Yeah, those people who were in that pool in Arkansas.
The Ozarks. Weekend,
Lake of the Ozarks.
I hope Ruth gets her hands on all of you. I really do. I really, really do. Because that was nuts. They have now told all those people to quarantine for 14 days. So was it worth it? Now, you know they're not going to. You know they're not going to.
It's weird because even without a pandemic, that scene would have given me just made my stomach turn. Just
yes.
Like those pool parties in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Look at those things. And I don't know. I will never even look at those things again without cringing.
I've been to one.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. It was not great at all. And
but
now
we're not the target demographic, obviously.
Me out there with my man boobs. Pasty white. What's up, everybody? Ladies, how are we? It was just definitely not my scene. I did see a lot of San Diegans have made the trek over to Havasu and then blew it out there. Now they've come back. It used to be we didn't like the Zonies coming here, and now we're going there and then coming back to San Diego.
Well, it's going to be a hot one this week in
Is
the
it?
Deserts. Oh, yeah. Apparently 105 to 110 in the desert, so not going to be much fun in Arizona or even out here for that matter. So be careful out there. Stay hydrated. Just as you don't forget while you're stuck at home that, you know, weather continues as well. And we're hitting the summer months here. We'll get into our guests. I want to talk about this golf match as well. First, let's check traffic here on a Tuesday morning, see how things are going out on our roadways on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Well, traveling on the northbound 15 before Rancho Bernardo Road, there is a tree down in that right-hand lane. Looks like a vehicle has already hit that. Watch out for a little traffic control around that if you are heading into Rancho Bernardo again. Northbound side of the 15 before Rancho Bernardo Road, that tree is blocking the slow lane. Other than that, things are looking very quiet all around the county so far. And Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Got a couple of our regulars joining us later this morning. Woods, Scott Lewis from The Voice of San Diego, editor-in-chief, as he does every Tuesday, going to be with us at 7:35. And then our buddy Dan Zimborski from Fangraphs and ESPN. Always enjoy checking in with Dan. He's with us at 8:35. All of our guests appearing on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCCU, best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll. You can vote daily at sdccu.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking. It is better. Well, I spent my Sunday, as I expected, watching most of the Champions for Charity match between Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. And I will say, Woods, it didn't get off to a very promising start.
Rain, right?
Yeah, you tuned in right at noon on TNT, and it is just coming down. I mean, there's... If this was Southern California, you'd look out the window once and you go, well, there's no golf today. I guess in Florida they have a different way of thinking, hey, you know, it might break up a little bit here. At some point we might get out and get some holes in. There would have been no chance in Southern California. We didn't have the drainage necessary to play golf on a day like that. I mean, it was just pouring. And no one even mentioned, oh, there was going to be a delay or anything. But there's no way they're teeing off and – So I turned it off, and 45 minutes later, there they are, heading out on the course. It's still coming down, and they're going to go out and play golf in just the nastiest, ugliest weather in Florida. And I just go, oh, God, this could get brutal.
I honestly can't think of anything I'd rather do less than that. I'd rather learn on the internet how to replace a carburetor in my car and watching YouTube videos and try that than play golf in the pouring rain.
So not only is that the problem, but they've all got microphones and, you know, wireless transmitters hooked up to their shorts. So the rain is playing havoc with all the equipment because it's all getting wet. The microphones are shorting out. The earpieces they're wearing are kind of in and out. And it is a very choppy start to this broadcast. The golf, you know, right away, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, well, they look like two amateurs who've been thrown into a sport that they're not used to playing on national television.
Yep.
And they can't even find the course. I mean, their drives are all into the palmetto bushes and, you know, 40 yards off the fairway. And they have looked like they have no idea what they're doing. And I'm going, oh, my God, this is going to be 5 hours of the worst slog you can imagine. And this is such a bad idea. And it went on that way for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, it started kind of getting better. And I guess everyone started feeling it. Tom Brady struggled mightily early in the round.
I was following on Twitter. I don't watch a lot of golf, man, as you know. But I was following along on Twitter, and people were like, good God, Tom. Like, have you ever played golf before? Was it that bad?
It really, I mean, I think television, you know... I don't know what I would look like playing golf on television,
right.
But certainly when you watched Brady swing and, you know, they have those shot trackers where, with the pros, it's always like kind of straight down the middle and falls. And there's maybe a little twist or draw. Tom Brady's shot tracker just goes like off the screen to the right immediately.
God, I can relate. I can relate so much.
That is a tough look for someone who is used to being
the best.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
the best.
You know, the most respected, top of his sport quarterback, and all of a sudden he's been reduced to a punchline. And I even got in on it. I go, Tom, quit before you start impacting your football legacy here.
Right. It was that bad.
I mean, Charles Barkley, who is, you know, basically known for two things, being, you know, Charles Barkley, basketball star and, you know, trash talker, and being a terrible golfer with the ugliest golf swing possible.
It's the worst golf
swing. Even he is giving Tom Brady the business.
Why do you play golf if you're that bad?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like,
there's always the hope. This is the thing. This is what Tom Brady taught us, though. There's always the hope that all it takes one swing to turn it around. And I think he was on the seventh hole or something and just hasn't even come close to being on the golf course. He's just all over the place. There's drops and picking up his ball. And this is a par five. He's already lost one in the weeds and taken a drop. And he's hitting his fourth shot. He's still 100 yards away. And, Charles Barkley is running his mouth. And he had offered, hey, $50,000 if you hit the green. And Tom was so far off the green on his shot on the par three, he said, I should have said $50,000 if you just hit the planet. So he's yapping. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady comes up with this 100-yard shot. He hits it about 6 feet past the hole. It spins back right into the cup.
Into the cup. Saw that.
Birdie.
Saw it on Twitter.
And I'm going, this is why people get addicted to golf. You can play as bad as humanly possible for 6.5 holes, and that one swing will always keep you coming back for more. In Tom Brady's case, I think it got some of those nerves out of the way, because after that, he really loosened up, and he had some personality. Peyton, had his usual hokey charm and, self-deprecating and throwing some barbs here and there. I thought he was good. Phil was Phil. Phil likes to trash talk. He's sometimes good at it, sometimes bad at it. And Tiger, while he was kind of into it and smiling, he was kind of the Tiger, I'm just going to go out and play golf and do what I do. And he looked really sharp. The guy didn't miss a fairway. Was just hitting the ball well all day long, and it was interesting to see how Tiger, who the last time we saw him was playing golf, Riviera, looked awful. I mean, he shot like a 78 or something, terrible, and finished last place in the tournament and then pulled out of the next three tournaments because of bad back, and we're going, uh-oh, this is a tough year for Tiger if his back's hurting. Now he looks ready to go. He looks ready for maybe the majors later in the year. Definitely is a guy who you would expect to contend in big golf tournaments the way he was swinging the ball during this Champions for Charity match.
Like, I know we're thirsty for sports. This one, to me, was even a little much, like a charity.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe it was the guys that were in it. I mean, you're not going to get bigger than Tiger and
What would
Phil.
They have had to do to get you to watch? You didn't watch. You followed on Twitter a little bit.
Topless caddies.
Don't think they could have broadcast that.
I'm watching ESPN last night, and they're dropping F-bomb after F-bomb on the Lance Armstrong documentary, which we'll get into later. I think anything goes now, Ben. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
They had good ratings without topless caddies.
Of course.
Got about 6 million viewers, which they were happy with.
That seems to be the number.
6 million? That's how many people are willing to watch TV.
I think we've realized now there are exactly 6 million sports fans in the United States of America, and no more, and no less.
That's how many watch the Jordan.
Yeah, 6.1.
That's how many watch NASCAR races.
6.2. This is 6 million. We have 6 million sports fans that are willing to tune into TV.
So I thought this was much better, though, than the first match, the one in Las Vegas,
yeah,
when Phil and Tiger went late 2018, Thanksgiving weekend or whenever that was. The trash talk was a little bit better. And I think I have a theory why. Here's a little taste of what you heard on Sunday from Phil and Tiger.
I've seen Phil do some odd things before, but having teed up mark that ball has got
to
be up there.
You want me to use one of my U.S. Open medals?
Do you have one?
Huh?
Do you have any? I got some silver ones. Do you have any of the gold ones? Either one will work.
I should have three of my
if I hear it, let me have it over.
I mean, is it great?
No,
but
it's not
do they? Well, you know what the difference is. Trash talk, it needs a foursome. Trash talk with just the twosome doesn't really work.
I agree.
You're not trash talking for the person you're trash talking. You're trash talking for the other two guys in your group.
Yeah,
you're trying to make them smile and make them say, "Oh, good one." You're not. No one's ever going to like getting trash talked. And if it's just the two of you, it just seems mean almost. And that was the dynamic the first time around. They wanted them to trash talk, but when it's a head-to-head match, it feels disrespectful.
It does, yeah.
When you're in a foursome.
It's a group. It's four buddies playing golf.
Yeah, and then you can all kind of throw the zingers back and forth, and it just works a lot better. And as I said, Tom Brady showed a little personality, a little humanity. I mean, seeing him struggle and then overcome that struggle, and then he started opening up. And someone made the point that, Tiger was wearing the red and black like Tiger does.
Yeah.
Atlanta Falcons covered. Oh, Tom Brady scarred from that Super Bowl Atlanta Falcons falling behind. He goes, that's not the case.
These aren't the Falcons you're playing against. Tigers are a pretty good closer.
Same colors, though.
And
it's the Eagles that I cringe, bro, not the Falcons.
Somebody texted me over the weekend. They said, I've always suspected Tom Brady was probably a pretty fun, loose guy, but it's that Patriot way, that tamped him down. I expect a different Tom Brady now. Is he at the end of his career? I expect him to be more fun-loving and having fun, smiling maybe a little bit more, knowing he's close to the end. But, it would have been a tough watch for me. Watching golf on television is guaranteed napping.
Ultimately, I enjoyed it. There was a par three, the 16th hole near the end, where they had like $25 million for a hole in one.
Wow.
People were adding to the pot for charity. They ended up raising about $20 million for charity.
That's a good day, man.
But that par three, Peyton, Tom, and Phil all put the ball within like 5 feet. This is a 183-yard hole. And Tiger was the last one. He had a decent shot to about 15 feet. It was like four times farther than any of the other guys. Can you imagine being in a foursome where Tiger is like, oh, yeah, you're way over there. We're all right next to the hole. There ended up being some decent golf, and it was fun to watch. And Charles Barkley, you like him, you don't like Chuck.
Oh, he's funny as hell.
I thought he was pretty funny. He kept things light throughout the whole round. Here's a little Chuck.
Man, that looked just like me.
Charles, that looked just like you, but different.
In your dreams.
I meant, Trevor, we're both black.
I'll tell you what, Tiger's got it on a string right now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Chuck doing what Chuck does. Who called in? They had people trash-talking
Russell Wilson called in, and he started committing like 100,000 meals. If anyone get it within 5 feet, and then that was the hole where everyone just knocked it closer and closer.
Nice.
And so he ended up donating like $300,000 in meals. A-Rod called in. He and J-Lo donated some a concert experience type thing that people bid on.
Oh, that's cool.
Raise money.
When there's no concerts.
Well, next year. It was for next summer's.
Maybe.
J-Lo's next summer tour.
Maybe.
At some point.
Could they get more vanilla people to call in? Russell Wilson and A-Rod. Hey, on the guys on the line, I've got it's a glass of milk. Hey, guys, it's me, milk. You guys are stroking it pretty good today.
These golf fans that man. We don't want to get too spicy, Woods.
That should be the golf's tagline. PGA Tour. We don't want to get too spicy.
Not too spicy. Mild. The mild salsa.
This is mild. That trash talk too is like, oh man.
This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Fed up with companies selling your data? DuckDuckGo is on it. They help millions of people like you take back their privacy online. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Paul Reindl is going to take us in a different direction with the Reindl Report. Coming up in our second hour as we get this week started, Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.